Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. Now when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into the boat, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. It was already dark, and Jesus had not come to them. Then the sea arose, because a great wind was blowing. And so when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near the boat, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. John 6:15-21. Jesus knows a man's heart, and he knew that the crowd was changing in attitude, and so he sent the disciples away while he dismissed the crowd. What was said to them is not recorded, but we do know that Jesus went away from them and into the mountain to be alone with the Father and to pray. That day had been filled with the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, and it was now getting late in the day, towards evening, and the disciples were leaving for Capernaum. The area of the lake that they were traveling across was about 4 miles wide, and while they were crossing, a storm blew up, as is often the case when darkness sets in and the cool night air mingles with the heat of the day. They soon found themselves fighting a wind that seemed determined to keep them from reaching the shore, and they strained against it to continue on their course. Jesus saw them. He knew where they were. He knew their circumstances. He knew they were tiring, and so he went to them, walking on the sea amidst the chop and the wave, against the wind and the storm that had become a possible danger to the disciples. Now it was about the fourth watch, somewhere between 3 and 6 a.m., when he starts towards them. The disciples would not only be tired from the storm's lashings, but also from being up all day the day before. And so when he got closer to them and they saw him, they became frightened. Some versions use the word terrified, and they immediately thought of him to be a ghost, someone to do them harm. Calmly, he called out to them, "It is I. Be not afraid." Again, he knew what was in their hearts. Once they heard his voice, the voice of the shepherd, they were drawn back from the fear that held them, and they were willing to let him into the boat. But Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, bid me to come to you on the waters." And Peter heard, "Come." He climbed out of the boat, walked towards Jesus, seeing the wind, the chop of the water coming toward him, took his eyes off of Jesus, and just like that, fear gripped him again, and he began to sink. "Lord, save me." And the hand of the Lord reached out, pulled him up, and immediately they found themselves upon the shore and the storm had passed. They were once again drawn to what he had done and praised and worshiped him. They had forgotten the mourning. They had not held to the amazement of what they themselves had been a part of, and now found themselves as though at square one in seeing the wonders of who this man, Jesus, was. Jesus' time had not yet come, and the announcement of his kingdom not being of this earth was not understood. The people, in their lack of understanding of things that were to come, and namely of the deliverer that was to come, looked in all the wrong places for the relief that they sought. Jesus would not be tempted by them as he had been tempted by the devil in the wilderness at the beginning of his journey. We must wait upon the Lord God to move when he bids us to move, to do what he asks us to do, to walk where he leads us, and to do in his time what must be done. It is hard for us, even more so now, because we want everything within minutes, within seconds. We want our food, our packages delivered, access to our money, to be checked out at the grocery store. We want it when we want it, and the idea of waiting is becoming a concept that is not only foreign, but unacceptable. We are as spoiled children who have never been told no or given discipline, but rather we have pushed ahead and not with consideration of consequences forged our way into the trouble we are now in. Not some of us, but all of us. Jesus remained focused. He came for a purpose. He knew what that purpose was. He knew what it would take, and he turned from anything that would distract him. What of you? Jesus knew that the disciples were having trouble. The wind had picked up. He could see that the rough waters were coming up and slapping the shoreline, and he went to where they were. Often we hear the term storms of life, and we know that they speak of those things that we confront every day and of the trouble that often accompany them. We often start out the day with a clear forecast. Everything is set to fall into place, and suddenly there comes something we did not anticipate, and we forget all that we knew, and our focus is on where we are at that moment. And when we take our eyes off of Jesus and the wonder of who he is, then fear is able to grip us, and we forget that he is the one who can calm the storm. He told the sea how far it could go. He brought light into the darkness, and he feeds us. He protects us, that he saves us even from ourselves if we will but call upon the name of the Lord. And we have to have him in our hearts and on our minds to remember to call him and to ask for his help. He came to them. They did not recognize him. How often does he come to us and we do the same? He comes in the helping hand or the hug of a brother or sister. He comes in the form of help that many refuse because they do not see him in the lives of others. Peter, when he knew that it was Jesus, tested him by asking Jesus to call him out to himself on the water. Come, he heard. And so he went, but he did not stay focused and soon found himself sinking into the depths. In our Sunday school class, we have been walking with God in the desert. And a couple of the questions that we have looked at are worth noting with this miracle on the water. What has God been teaching you about trusting him step by step as you walk into the unknown is the question. Well, we look at Peter's walking on the water as failure in our human nature. But we must also look at what it took for him to step out of the boat, the faith that it took to go. It was not to the unknown that he was thinking about, but he was walking towards Jesus. And yet, he still took his eyes off of Jesus when he saw trouble coming towards him. Another question, after you learn something new about trusting God as you walk unknown desert paths, how long do you remember to live by what you have learned? Well, Peter would remember the experience. Sure, he'd remember. He would remember parts of it, but not the entirety of it, because human nature lets us remember what will lift us up, not the reasons that we needed lifting up. After helping Jesus and Peter into the boat, the disciples noticed that the storm had calmed and that they were suddenly at the shoreline. The danger had passed. Rest could come, and they were once again safely in the arms of Jesus. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, and though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Psalm 46, verses 2 and 3. Are you feeling as though you are sinking beneath the chop, that you can see the wind coming towards you? Fear will distract you. Rebuke the devil, and he must flee, not might, but must. But you must believe in the authority and the power of Jesus to do this. There are three lessons we need to take from this scripture. Jesus resisted the people and being tempted again by the devil to be king. We must not go along when we know that we are to stand apart. We need to stay focused and keep our eyes on the Lord. To look to the left or the right will distract us, and with everything that we look at, we are to look at it through the Lord's eyes. And we cannot forget what is revealed to us, because to do so will find us in trouble again and again. And if you keep your eyes on the Lord, then he will be the first thing that you go to when trouble approaches. What your foundation is set on, what you lean on or use from your learning, will be the first that you go to in your reactions. Let that be the Lord and his ways, his strength, his wisdom, his power. He calmed the stormy sea. He walked on water. He delivered the disciples to the shore, and he did this for them, even when they forgot what they had witnessed by his hand. Lord, we ask for an increase in our faith, for we see that the times are changing and the closeness of your return is on the wind. May we be drawn nearer to you and to one another as we work each day to prepare the way for your return. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.